Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Steve here. It's starting 11 prediction time ahead of Arsenal versus Liverpool this Wednesday night. If you're watching this on Twitter now, do click the link in the tweet. Come and join us on YouTube. Come and get involved in the show. Gonna have a ball. All you guys in the live chat, please do get your comments in throughout the show as well. Let me know what you think I've got right, what you think I've got wrong, and everything else in between. Right then, so what, before we start picking the 11, a bit of an injury update then as of today. So biggest news obviously is Mohamed Salah missed training today, Monday. James Milner also missed training, and Kostas Tsimikas did as well. None of the three have been ruled out of the game yet, but the fact that they're not training now, what, 2 days before the game, suggests that all three, obviously there must be doubts about all three of them. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, that obviously the biggest news is obviously Mohamed Salah not training today. It looks like he might be out for this one. Spoiler alert, he's not going to be in my 11 for that exact reason. Let's make a start then. Might as well get crack on as we mean to go on. We've got obviously Alisson Becker in goal, the best goalkeeper on the planet. We're lucky to have him. He will definitely be starting this one. Obviously Andy Robertson, Gomez at left back. He will have played anyway, but the fact that Tsimikas and Milner both unavailable only heightens the likelihood of that. He will be alongside Virgil van Dijk, as always. There was a bit of talk, Konate is back in training. Obviously, he's missed a few games with whatever he was out with, potentially COVID. No one's really confirmed that, but that was the rumour. But Konate is back, but I've still gone for Joel Matip at centre-half. Player of the month, wasn't he? Rightly so, in February, with goal, assist, clean sheets galore. And another good game at the weekend, did Joel as well, another amazing assist. What a pass that was to Luis Diaz. So, yeah, Matip, and obviously at right-back then, we've got Trent Alexander-Arnold. So Liverpool, what I would say is the first choice, best back four, back five that we've got. No real surprises there. Like I say, the only contentious one maybe is if you think that he might want to bring Konate back in ahead of Matip, but I don't see that happening, for what it's worth. In terms of the midfield then, let me have a know in the live chat what you guys think. You think Jürgen will do, and what you will do as well. This is always the area of the pitch where there's lots of talks. There's so many options. So without Milner, who we know didn't train today, you've still got Fab, Hendo, Keita, Thiago, Jones, Elliot, Oxlade-Chamberlain. There's seven players really who Jürgen can pick from for those three slots. So let me know who you guys would pick and what you think Jürgen's going to do as well. I'll give you a minute or so to make your minds up, get yourself in the live chat now. In the meantime, I'm going to go through this quick message, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Hey guys, how would you like to get your hands on this amazing prize? It's a framed signed shirt from two icons of Liverpool Football Club. European Cup winner Bruce Grobbelaar and former LFC manager Roy Evans have signed this amazing shirt for us. All you need to do to get your hands on this, or being with a chance of getting your hands on this, is be a Redmen Plus Club Legends subscriber. Each and every month we give away an amazing prize to one of our club legends. We've already given away a signed Jordan Henderson print and a frame signed shirt by two icons of Liverpool Football Club, Ronnie Whelan and Steve McMahon. So head on over to the RedmenTV.com right now and become a Club Legend subscriber, Redmen Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, so there you go. If you want to win that amazing prize, all you got to do, head on over to theredmentv.com, join Red Men Plus at the Club Legend tier and get yourselves in the hat. Or actually not hat, it's a spinny little wheel that we do on the show, but get yourselves involved. Not only do you get all the amazing content that we produce, the Ekru documentary will be out very, very soon as well. You'll also get your name in the hat to win that amazing prize, so make sure you check it out. Right, before that quick break, then I asked you guys what midfield three you think it'll be, or what you think Jürgen will do. I'll read a few of those out now. Nick thinks Fab, Thiago and Hendo is what he believes will happen and what he would do as well. John says Thiago to come in, so Fab, Thiago and Hendo. Ben says the same. We've got Jonathan who goes for Hendo, Thiago, exactly the same as well. Pretty much all, or everyone's pretty much gone for that one, I think. Yeah, everyone's, poor Naby Keita has been left out, a lot of them. JW's gone for Hendo, Fabinho and Jones there as well. And Matthew says the same, Thiago, Fab and Hendo, it has to be. Tend to agree. Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago. That is my midfield three. I agree with all you guys in the comment section. I think that's what Jürgen's going to do as well. And that is slightly unlucky for Naby Keita, because I thought he had a very good game at the weekend. He had a very good game, in fact, against Brighton. But I think he'll definitely want Thiago in the middle for this one if he can get him in. I'm convinced he'll want Thiago. Yeah, a lot of you guys in the chat are still saying the same thing as me, which is good news. Yeah, I think Thiago's almost like Liverpool's prize fight at the moment. You can only pick him in certain games and in certain situations. Where Arsenal is definitely one of the situations where you want Thiago on the pitch. Maybe probably won't. I'd be surprised if he plays at the weekend in the cup game. So for me, yeah, this is one of a game where you do have to start Thiago. If he can blast a 90, brilliant. If he can't, fair enough. But Arsenal are in good form at the moment. Liverpool are going to need someone who can help dictate the play in the middle of the park, up the tempo, slow it down when you need it. So I agree with you guys. I think it's Thiago as well. Luis Diaz continues on the left, man of the match of the weekend, goal scorer as well. No surprises there, really. He's like a house on fire, isn't he? He's settled so well coming in from a new country. He doesn't speak the language yet, but he just looks like a Liverpool player already. I wouldn't be shocked if this is like the Luis Diaz announces himself party, like on the big stage in a big game. I'm expecting big things from Luis Diaz. He starts for me. A reference before, no, that Mo Salah hasn't trained, so he's not in my 11. So I'm going to go Jota up front and Sadio on the right. Now, I know Bobby Firmino's record against Arsenal is absolutely brilliant. I just don't think, having not played for so long, he's going to throw Bobby in straight away. I know he was on the bench, wasn't he, the other day, but I don't think he'll start him. I think Bobby will be the first sub on in the front three, but I don't see him starting this one. If he was 100% and he'd got games under him, I think he would play him, because, again, he really relishes playing against Arsenal. He's torn them to shreds plenty of times. Having said that, so is Diogo Jota. Literally the reason that we got to a Carling Cup final is because the goals he scored at that stadium. So I'm all right with it. I'm a bit gutted. It looks like there's going to be no Mo Salah. That's a huge blow, obviously, but it's still a very, very good front three. And Sadio gets to go back to his roots of playing right wing. When he first joined Liverpool, that's where he was. He finished the game against Brighton there, obviously, with the Salah injury. So I think it's going to be Mane playing out on the right. We've got a question here from Ben. Do you think there's any consideration for Ox on the right if Salah's not fit? I just don't think so, mate, if I'm honest. I just don't think he would leave Jota or Mane out to play Ocker on the right. He played there against Brentford, didn't he? Scored a couple of goals when he was playing there during the AFCON period. But again, if Mane's back and Mane can play there, I expect him to do that with Mane. Right then. I mean, what you could do, and then someone's mentioned it, actually, yeah, it's a fair point, you know, Sadio could be through the middle. I don't like Jota on the right is the reason I didn't do that. And I don't think Jürgen, if he had given the choice, would do that. I think he will. He ended the game against Brighton pretty much with this. I think that's what he's going to do. Given that, then, me nine subs. Given, again, like I mentioned before, no Shimakas, no Salah, and no James Milner. So I've got Kelleher. I've got Joe Gomez and Konate, because Joe Gomez is now in there as my right-back cover, given the fact that there's no Milner on this bench. So Kelleher, Gomez, Konate, Naby Keita, Harvey Elliott, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Roberto Firmino, Divock Origi, and Taki Minamino is my subs bench. A lot of options there, like in terms of what Liverpool are looking for. I mean, maybe I've pretty much got all bases covered. The full-back situation isn't ideal, because if there was an injury or something that happened, we're going to have to do a makeshift job. Joe Gomez is going to have to go and play left-back or right-back. If touch wood, that doesn't happen, but I think that's the situation we found ourselves in, obviously with no Milner and no Costa, Shimakas. Yeah, someone's asking, Yusuf says, where are they? Milner didn't train today, Shimakas and Salah didn't. So again, 2 days out from the game, if they're not training now, my guess is you're probably touch and go for the. I mean, if they train tomorrow, this might change. As the information we've got right now, it looks like those three could be out, so that's why they are in my team. Do you want to think that Ibu was a better option against the pace than Matip? No, I don't, to be honest with you. I think Matip's a better player than Konate. I'm a big Konate fan, but I think Joel Matip is exceptional. He's one of the best defenders in European football at the moment. He deserves to play, and he should play. So not for me, that one. And then Patrick says, could Diaz go on the right? He could, but why? I wouldn't risk. He's been tearing up on the left, so not for me. Yeah, and like I say, even with the injuries Liverpool got, like, I still didn't get... Curtis Jones didn't get in my squad, obviously, and someone had to be left out. He was the one who I went for in the end, mainly for the reason, because of the injuries and where you need the cover and stuff. I just thought that he probably, given the attacking options we've got, and that Bobby and Minamino and Origi couldn't quite get Jones in. It wouldn't be a huge shock if he didn't put Origi on there and did play Jones, if he wants to stack up on midfielders. But yeah, I think that's the 11 and the bench that Liverpool are going to pick to hopefully beat Arsenal on Wednesday night. If you're not going to be going the game and you're going to be watching on the TV, do consider watching the watch-along with Paul and Chris. So you put the game on your telly, mute the sound, the commentary, tune into the YouTube channel, and you'll have Paul and Chris in the studio guiding you through the whole game. They'll react to the team news about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff, and then about 15 minutes before kickoff, they'll go live with the watch-along right through to full-time as well. So do make sure you join Paul and Chris for that one. If you press the little alert bell on the YouTube page now, you'll get a notification when both those shows go live. Subscribe to the channel as well. Really would appreciate that. Like I say, if you're not watching this live, please do let me know in the comments section below what you think I've got right, what you think I've got wrong. Would you have done anything different? Do you think hopefully some of you think that I've got it spot on. I'm not sure I've got many right this year in terms of the whole 11, so I'm hoping that this time, this one is it. Although, if it happens to be that Mohamed Salah gets fit and comes back, it means I get this one wrong. I will gladly accept that, Mohamed. You're more than welcome to come and take your place in this team. So yeah, before we shoot off then, just to run through it, I've gone for Alisson, Robbo, Van Dijk, Matip and Trent. A midfield three of Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson, Diaz, Jota and Mane, and then a bench of Kelleher, Gomez, Konate, Keita, Elliott, Ox, Origi, Minamino and Bobby Firmino. So yeah, that is the 11 and the substitute bench I think Liverpool will pick for what is going to be a very, very, very tough game again. Thank you guys for getting involved in the live chat. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining in, and we'll be back very, very, very soon with a watch along for this game. Until then, ta-da.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.